But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old buddy of the show. We've talked to him from time to time. He is a member at Augusta National, and he's got some travel advice and some tips for the visitors, which will be us. We say good morning to the noted Southerner, Big Jim Jack.
Well, good morning, boys. How y'all doing this fine morning?
We're doing fine.
We're doing great. We're looking forward to seeing you and to seeing Augusta for the first time.
I'm looking forward to seeing you gentlemen, too. You boys going to stay with me?
I think we have accommodations, but we appreciate the invite. I guess we could.
Oh, nonsense. You're going to stay with me on my fine, fine antebellum home. My grounds are beautiful. I've had my staff prepare the guest quarters here at my manor.
Wow, okay.
Man,
well,
that'd be something.
We'll sip cement juleps on my veranda while watching my hound dog sun up on the porch. I give you the true Southern experience.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Now, how many shows are coming?
It's going to be our show and the afternoon show, The Hardline.
Okay, okay. Not the early midday show.
Norman Donovan, no.
Okay, good, good.
Would
that have been a problem?
Well, Norman Donnie, let's just say I have a problem with one of them. He's not welcome here.
Well,
why would you say something like that?
Well, let's just say Norm owes me money.
Oh, okay.
Bad gambling advice,
probably. Gambling debt.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I have been a member at Augusta National for 50-some-odd years now.
Wow.
Man.
And so if you boys want to see the behind the scenes, I will certainly show it to you. There are a few rules you need to know about if you're a visitor here at Augusta National, a guest, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You cannot walk on the grass here.
Okay.
This is sacred golf ground.
Well, that's
impossible. No one is allowed to walk on the grass.
You mean the fairways and greens or all the grass?
All the grass.
Oh, okay. That's going to be tough for us.
How are you supposed to get around?
You must also wear a lapel pin of your favorite Confederate general, and I hope you have made your selection.
Well, no, I hadn't really thought about that.
Stonewall Jackson, that's a possibility for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually selected a few for you. Craig, you will be wearing Jubal Early, and George, you will be wearing the lapel pin of General Braxton Bragg.
Okay.
It's kind of a controversial subject in this day and age.
Not down here.
Okay, all right.
Of course, no one is allowed to wear the great General Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Nance has already claimed that.
He has not.
He is the only one allowed to wear the great General Lee's lapel pin. He's been wearing it for 30 years.
I've never heard that before.
And, of course, don't be scared or frightened by the loud noise at the beginning of each round.
What is that?
We begin every Masters round with two simultaneous cannon shots. Fired by cannons that were salvaged off the wreck of the CSS Savannah that burned December 21, 1864. God rest her soul.
Okay.
That's how you start every morning there?
Every morning.
Off your veranda?
Right. They fire off my veranda over the 18th green and over the clubhouse.
Boy, that is Southern.
Yeah, where's that thing land?
Oh, I don't know where it lands, and it doesn't really matter to me as long as it doesn't land on anything on my property. And I'm so glad to see that Tiger Woods has had a fall from grace.
Well,
don't root against somebody.
I said it from the very beginning, and I was proved right. He was just a fad.
Well, he lasted a long time and won a lot of majors.
Now, come on, George. Calm down now. You know you and a lot of other people just got fascinated with the novelty of Tiger, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everyone was just excited to see someone like that win a few little tournaments here and there.
A few? I don't know. He won a lot more than just a few.
Well, I don't know that all of them counted. Not in my book, anyway.
Hmm.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Like you have something against him.
No, I just don't like anyone who fist pumps on the green.
Well, when you win a championship, though, you can't help but get
a... That shows up the ghost of Ben Hogan.
I don't know if that shows any disrespect to Mr. Hogan.
Now we have fine golfers to root for, like Bubba Watson. Old Bubba's a favorite of mine.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Grew up in the great panhandle of Florida, mm-hmm. went to the University of Georgia, mm-hmm. and I always root for a bulldog.
Well, yeah, and he's won a couple, too. He may win this week.
I'm rooting for him, maybe even rooting for Boo Weekly, another one of our kind.
Your kind?
A southern golfer, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're southern golfers, I guess.
By the way, George,
mm-hmm.
will you tell Neil Young that a southern man don't need him around no how?
All right, if I ever talk to him, I'll tell him.
I will see you boys promptly. At 0-1800.
Okay.
It's like seven.
That's this evening when we get in?
Six.
I will have your southern grits ready and on the table.
Okay.
Oh, I love grits. That's great.
Because I'm Big Jim Jack, and that's the way I host.
All right, Big Jim Jack. We'll see you down there.